The economic health of this nation has
there are
been
four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar,
for lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street
is big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Troy Harmon, your host today. Bill Lako is not with us today. So we got some folks that can yell in the background, sell! Which I think is his benchmark, right?
That is.
That's
that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's going to be hard to do the rest of the show without being able to hear, but thank you for that.
What? Yeah. All right. I'm joined today by Jim Crone, who has a couple of designations. He's focused on insurance. Mm-hmm. He can answer all kind of questions about insurance.
Sure.
It's good conversation. Jim has his CLU and his CFS, and
That's right. Of course,
anybody who's listened to us talk to Jim before knows that he is the CFS, the Certified Fund Specialist.
What I paid for and what I went through the schooling for was the Certified Fund Specialist.
Fund.
But I like to also think of it as, hey, I'm a fun guy.
Oh, you are without a doubt the most fun guy ever.
I'll go with that, too.
There you go.
So if you run it all together, I have a clue, and I have fun.
Absolutely. The only guy around here with a clue that I know of.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So you also hear the voice of Casey Smith, who is a CFP. He's one of our managing associates in our planning division at Hensler Financial. Casey, is there anything else? Just the CFP? Oh, yeah, you have an MBA, right? You got the MBA to get the CFP.
That's right.
You paid good money for that. Like
I did, and I always forget about it. That poor MBA gets left off.
Yeah.
So. Well, there you go. Yeah.
The
MBA is what got you to the point of the CFP, I imagine.
That is part of it, yeah.
Right. All right.
But I do have initials at the beginning of my name, unlike
that's right. You've got them on both ends. Casey. CFP.
That's it.
How about that? We're just
a lot of letters. It's an alphabet soup up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim was bragging earlier. He says that he's got a new designation.
I do. It's official.
And it's probably more important to him than pretty much any other, and I can imagine why.
I wear it with proud, with dignity and pride. It's a grandpa. I'm
grandpa.
A grandpa.
Yeah. Grandpa Jim.
Amen. I'm happy about that.
All right. And you said they call you what again now?
Well,
we
took it from where I called with my kids, called my dad, Opa. It's German.
Sure.
It's the German name for grandfather. And I happily let my brothers know that, hey, they asked the question, what are you going to be called? I said, Opa. And one of them said, hey, wait a minute. No, you're no Opa. I know Opa. You're not him.
You are not that guy.
So,
yeah. Well, I didn't even realize you were German. That probably explains a lot of the way you dress in October, right?
That's right. It's coming.
You have lederhosen in those awesome-looking blonde ponytails.
That's right.
You know?
That's where the fund comes in.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, all right, so market. That's what we're here to talk about, some financial markets. S&P 500 is up 13% on the year. Who would have thunk?
Hmm.
Just keeps going and going. The one thing that I've been looking at this week, I've talked about it before, how the market looks a bit expensive. If you look at the price-to-earnings ratio relative to its long-term rate, which is about 16.5, is the long-term price-to-earnings ratio of the S&P 500. Right now, we're a little above 21, almost 21.5, which is, if you do the math real quick, about 29% premium. It's not to the point it was, you know, while I'm talking about this, we're not at 1999, 2000 levels where the PE was at 30. Mm. I think it got even up to 31 or 2 at some point, you know, mid-month. Nowadays, it's so far in the history that I have to not look at it on a daily basis. But
still getting pretty expensive, though, Troy.
It is.
You know, we've kind of been projecting a little bit of a pullback possibly, although it looks like Congress cleared some of the hurdles that we were concerned about. You know, the hurricane helped out with a little bit of the uncertainty around as they were going to package together some the debt ceiling increase right. with some of the hurricane relief. So that actually helped out in terms of being able to get something through Congress.
Right.
And that has helped the market this week.
Sure. I tell you what happens when you got a market that's as expensive as it is at the moment. It doesn't take anything that we could forecast sometimes to trigger that sell-off.
Yeah.
One thing that I will talk about, though, is first quarter, and I've said this before, first quarter earnings were up 15.5%. Second quarter ended about 9.6% higher. During that same period of time, you know, while we're getting these releases, the stock market was up a little better than 5%. So you've got earnings that are catching up with the market. So it's making it a little easier, at least for me to understand and know what's going on in the market. But all things considered, you know, huge rally year to date. Information technology, the market's up 13%. IT is up 26.6%, twice the level of the market.
Wow.
We do have two sectors that are down. Both telecom and energy are down approximately 10.5%. Healthcare has done well, rallying back to 21.76% gain on the year. If you look just in the last week, financials are up 3.72%, but longer term over the year to date in 2017, they're only up 7.5%. So what's going on with that, at least on the week, is a rally in insurance companies.
Yeah.
There was a huge sell-off.
They dodged a bullet.
Well, exactly, yeah.
That's what it is.
Last week, and you know what's so strange is when we have an active hurricane season, it really does hit the property and casualty insurers.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to some of the executives talk last week before the Hurricane Irma hit shore in the U.S., and they were talking about the fact that a lot of the damage that's done is due to flooding. So the common insurance policy actually doesn't cover that.
Right.
Only one in four.
A federal program that they
exactly.
cover the flood insurance piece of it. So
right.
most of your insurers don't get hurt when there's flooding because they're not having to pay out those claims.
Exactly. But you couldn't tell it by the way the market treats those property and casualty insurers.
Right.
You know, over multiple years, I've sat and watched how you get a little bit of news about hurricanes and the market starts selling off those property and casualty
yeah.
insurers. If you really wanted just to play a seasonal kind of trade, and we're not into trading, but you can see these patterns in the market
sure.
From August 1st through about the end of September, you could probably short property and casualty insurers as a group and then buy them back at the end of that. And usually by the end of the year, they do tend to reflate pretty quickly. So we've seen some of that this week. Obviously, we did have some damage and devastation, loss of life, which is absolutely nothing to make light of. But ultimately, you see what the market has done there in the financials. So got a few announcements for the economy. Wholesale trade inventory building is maintaining its momentum. Looks to be positive on the week. Got that information last Friday. Producer price index. This is price changes, inflation, if you will, in the early stages of production. 2.4% year over year. It was up 0.2% in the month. That was the final demand number. It fell in July. And it rose slightly at 0.1% in June, so we're back to an inflation there.
Still not a whole lot of inflation going on, it doesn't appear.
No.
I mean, it looks like it's pretty moderate, and I don't know what you've seen recently on the likelihood of an interest rate increase on the horizon.
Yeah,
I guess it's not projected until early next year.
March,
at the earliest.
March meeting is where the options imply that we will have our next 25 basis points or 0.25% increase in interest rates as managed by the Fed. We do have a consumer price index came out this week as well. 0.4% increase in the index, 1.9% year over year. That is going to be boosted a little bit by hurricanes. It's expected that you're going to see it this time a little bit higher, but You know, the hurricane damage actually makes people quit spending their discretionary funds. Everybody turtles up, basically. They don't want to spend that discretionary money. They hang on to it. Gas prices obviously spiked higher.
Yeah.
But most other things are probably going to decline. It's going to be short-term volatility is what we would expect, and really not an indicator that inflation's on the rise. On a more cyclical, meaning related to the business cycle level. Jobless claims, this is another one of those things that we expect will be increased due to the displacement from the hurricanes. We did see that bump up just a little bit this week. Strangely enough, mortgage applications jumped on the week as well. The index is up 9.9%, both refinance and new purchases are a bit higher. So in either case, it's kind of strange to see some of that going on. We're going to take a real quick break right here. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.